Good morning to all the prayer group members. God bless you. Today's devotional is Psalm 91, verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Hallelujah. What a beautiful promise of God's provision and victory in our lives. Hallelujah. A lot of people go through and are going through spiritual warfare. Every day I hear news. Every day there are prayer requests related to issues related to spiritual warfare. But I want to share with you three things that we want to keep in mind. Number one, as a believer, we cannot run away and nor be affected or become afraid of these situations. As a believer, if you are a believer, then there is no point in running away. We have to learn to face our battles. Number two, cover yourself in the blood of Jesus. Number three, your sword is the word of God. Use the word of God to face all battles, to face all spiritual warfare in the name of Jesus. And this verse, speak this verse again and again and again and again. And there are several other verses. Research the Bible. Go to the index. Go to Google and find verses on spiritual warfare and use them. Use the words. As we meditate on the words, they bring encouragement and hope and security in our lives. And use them and resist the devil and he will flee from you. So the word says that you have power over the lion and adder. You have power over the lion and adder. You have power over every attack of the enemy. You have power over demons. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. So these are not physical animals, but they represent all demonic forces. So God is saying that we have victory over them in the name of Jesus. We can overcome them in the name of Jesus because Jesus has already received victory in our lives. So hallelujah. I bless you with victory in the name of Jesus. As a soldier, there is no turning back. You don't want the bullet on your back. You want to fight the enemy. And the Bible says that our victory is already written in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen.